morning's scripture lesson is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Turn to your neighbor and say, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful life. So when we visit some place that we never been to, and a beautiful place, wonderful place, we say, wow. So wonderful. So when I first visited Niagara Falls, I exclaimed, wow, wonderful, amazing, so beautiful. So probably that if you are a traveler, when you go to different places, then you might say, wow, this is beautiful, wonderful, amazing. And did you know that we are living in Wonderland? Through Jesus Christ, we now transferred to Kingdom of God, which is a wonderful place, Wonderland. So this new life, when we discover, when we travel, then there are so many wonderful things that we never experienced before. So Christian life is a wonderful life. Jesus said, I give you life. But not just life, you can have it to the full. It is our part that whether we can enjoy full life or we can only enjoy just limited life that we have received from God through Jesus Christ. I hope that everybody who believes in Jesus Christ would discover this wonderland. And every day, every morning, every night, you may say, wow, it's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's great. I'm blessed. So why Christian life is so wonderful life? First of all, since after we have received Jesus Christ into our lives, the Spirit, the Helper, comes into our lives and live with us. Good news is, I am not alone anymore. In this life, many times we feel lonely. One of the epidemics of humanity is loneliness. Yes, we live in this crowded people, but a lot of people feel loneliness. A lot of people feel no one cares about me. But when we know Jesus Christ and believe in him, then there is the Helper, the Holy Spirit, come as a friend. Now Jesus said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. That's why we start this journey in this wonderland. It's not alone by ourselves, but the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit, now he comes be with us forever to help us. Now, you know, in what way the Holy Spirit helps, and then later on the John 6:14, Jesus says, he will teach you all things. The Spirit of Truth will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. When you travel to new country or new place, new historical site, you wish to have someone who is expert to explain. And when you have this travel guide, you get more out of it. And this life, yes, we can live this life without no one helps. But think about it. There is a person who knows this life and who is able to guide us and navigate us, and he will be with us and helping us. That life will be much more enriched. So Holy Spirit, this is a provision that Holy Spirit comes within us to be this guide. And he is a life coach, and he listens our problems, our questions. He gives us answers that what we need for this journey. God has planned for us to go on this journey, and then many times we trying to find out, navigate by ourselves, but when we understand and realize that we are not alone, but the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and help us, guide us, and that he teach us, then our life will be much, much easier and fun. We can say, what a wonderful life in Christ. Another thing that we say this is a wonderful life is that we become a child of God. I know this is a cliche that we have heard so many times that we are children of God, but think about it. Think about a little deeper, more, what really this means to you, that I am become a child of God. That means your status has been dramatically changed. Did you know that you are orphans, spiritually orphans, before you met Jesus Christ? Orphan that has no parents. I know that you have, or everyone has earthly parents. But think about, when do you need realize that you have no parents who look after you? You know, this was the journey. A lot of young people, they really don't need spiritual guidance. They God. Why? Because they have earthly parents who can provide what they need, who can guide them. So they really don't need God. They trust in parents. But when you leave the house, When you start your own life by yourself, and then there's no full support from your parents, and you have to find your work, job, and you have to make your own decisions, you will discover that, I am spiritually orphaned. I don't have a parent who can provide, guide, counsel. I came over to America when I was 18 years old after high school graduation, leaving parents back home, Korea. You know what? 18 years old boy. Yes, he was excited to come to America and have a dream to go into the American school and get education. That's a good part. But the other part is deep inside me. I never had that feeling before, the fear. Fear that leaving my parents home. Fear that now I'm living in different world, with different people, in a different culture. I had a fear that I never had that before. Certainly, I found out that I was orphaned. But when we receive Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit who comes at the moment dwells in us, and He confirms that no, I'm not alone anymore. You have Father. You become a children of God. You have a real Father, Daddy. Abba is Daddy, Dad. Don't have to worry about. Isn't that the real good news? I mean, those early years of my life in America in 20s, without knowing God as my Father, I would not survive. I don't know how I survive. But I was so thankful that even though my earthly parent is away, but my heavenly Father, heavenly Daddy, is now I can go to Him anytime. If I need a job, I go, come to Him, cry out, Lord, I don't have a job. I have to pay. Even I need to feed myself. Many things. I so appreciate and thankful that I have Daddy. And I am a child of God. No matter what other people say, I can say in my mind, yes, I became a child of God. So proud. Yes, they see other people that you have no, nothing, you cannot, you don't speak English. But I said, yes, but I am a child of God. I am a child of God. They're really lifting me up. Think about your life. When was the most, you know, the joyous and the happiest moment in life? Your childhood. Baby, when you're a baby. I know we don't remember those times. But when we look at little babies like the ugly there, do you see any little infant and baby? Do we see any fear in their face? Do we see any worries, anxieties? No. I mean, yes, they cry out because they are hungry, because they need to change a diaper, and then and the parents notice and then take care of it. They don't have to go to find a job. They have to worry about the test. They don't worry about the health issues. The joyous, most, you know, the joyous and then happiest moment is in life, I think it would be those ages that they have parents who take care of everything. Yes, we have other joys in our lives. But think about, then, what about God? What would the happiest moment for God in heaven? Let me ask you, if you are married and have children, when is the most happiest moment in your life? Most of them say that, then have a baby. God, the Father. Jesus said in Luke 15, lost and find, found, then one lost sheep. The shepherd looked for to find one lost sheep and find it and brought that back. And then he had a party. I don't know how much would it be. But he called all believers to have a party. Because I lost this one sheep. And now find it. Let us enjoy it together. And the prodigal son, the second son who went away from home, now he came back and he also, Father, called all believers. And now let us have a party. That I have lost this son and now find. You know, Jesus says that the Bible says there is a rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. One person matters to God, and each one, you are being created in God's image, but you don't know who God is. You are lost, and God is waiting, waiting, and waiting. And the moment that this person have life in Jesus Christ, and that God is, whoa! Hey, come on, angels. We have new baby. Come, let us rejoice. There is the most joyous moment for God the Father. We have joy. That should be our joy here too. When we see new person who is struggling, have the troubles and all the troubles and the worries in this life, and then come and find God and become a sibling, spiritually sibling, the brother or sisters. That is a joy that we enjoy together with God. Another thing is that we can enjoy this life in the wonderland life is that we become heirs of God and co-heirs with Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That we are heirs of God and co-joint heir, co-heir with Christ. Imagine that you are heir of Walt Disney. I see the smiles. you can have a free pass all Walt Disney all over the world. Not in America. There's in Asia. There's in Europe. And I don't know. And they have the Walt Disney resort and the amusement park all over the world. And you have right to go anytime as an heir, as children of that family. Isn't that wonderful? I do experience this when I was a child in my little village. My dad was a little famous person. So when to travel to like a city, for example, here to the Syracuse city, then we, back then, we didn't have a car, so use public transportation, bus, waiting the bus station, and then text coming by, and notice my dad. Hi, Mr. Kim, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the city. Well, would you come, and I'm going back to the city, and free ride. They don't charge. Because of my dad, and I'm with him. And my village has a river going through, and that's one of the tourist attractions. So there is a boat going through these rivers. And one time I went to there with a friend to show the village with the rivers, all the traditional buildings. So I tried to buy a ticket, and they noticed who I was, and then what? Free ticket. Is it because of me? No, because of my dad, because they knew my dad. So, oh, okay, so you are free. And then when I went, I lived in Korea, the Seoul, during my school years. The holidays I come to my village, because so many people, it's very hard to get a Greyhound ticket. So I called, they said, we sold out ticket. Dad, they said they have no ticket. And then the dad called, hi, this is the, and then, do you have a ticket? Yes, we have a ticket. They both have an emergency seat for emergency case. So they give that ticket. So all these things, why? Because I'm a son of my dad during that time. And remember, you are son and daughter and heir of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the universe. Many times we don't know how rich we are, how rich we have in heaven, the Father, and who we really are. We don't take any privilege out of who we really are. God said, no, you are children, but think about not only children, but you are heir. Which means you have access to use whatever in this world has in the spiritual realm. That's what Jesus says, those anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works. Why? Because Jesus was an heir, so he had all authority and power to do all the spiritual works in this life. And he said, I have given you the power and authority. Go, therefore, make disciples, and you can do it because you are heir. co-heir, joint heir. So don't be too intimidated by who really you were, but now you are different. You are children of God. You have given that power and authority that Jesus had. You can do the same thing. Many people in the church, I was too, that when we see the church, we look at around and say, God, look at here, so many empty places. God, we don't have younger people. God, all faith people is now getting old and living this part of the world. So, God, we don't have finance resources to do your work. God, we don't have a building. God, we don't have all we think that excuse that what we cannot do. But think about it. God said, no, you are children, you are heir. You have given everything. You have everything that you can do what Jesus has done. You, even though we don't have a house, beautiful house here in the temple and the church, we don't have money. Certainly, Jesus didn't have a temple to worship. Jesus didn't have money. But he came here to as a savior, deliverer. Through him, so many people been saved. Why we say, well, we always think about what we have. What we have is power and authority as an heir of God. Co-heir. We have to change our mind. That's what Paul, who understood this one, he said, I can do all things because he was wealthy, because he was powerful. No. Because he believed who he was. And through Christ, and what he's saying is, I can do, so you can do. You can do all things through Christ. Don't complain about the circumstances, situations, the resources you have. Even though you don't have anything, you can help. You can go out. You can share the good news. You can bring that person to Christ. Is that a wonderful life? I mean, Christian life, once we understand it, it's wow. It's amazing, hard to believe who we really are. We are not alone anymore. You don't have to say that then there's no one care about you, and God care about you. Holy Spirit within you, and you have a Father who knows you, and then you have everything have you, and then you are the heir. Then you have a potential. The things that what Jesus has done. Why we just use all this what we are. Have you ever realized, discovered this you? This is a real Christian. Real you. Us in Christ. What do you miss in this journey? Why you are so worried about this life? It is a wonderful life. Beautiful life. Amazing life. Blessed life. Because through Jesus Christ, we have been changed. Those who have not yet experience this wonderful life, I hope that you open your heart to Jesus, knowing that He came and died for your sin, and receive Him into your heart. And in prayer, God, come. Jesus, come into my life. And that He will come into your heart. And the Holy Spirit come with Him. And you will change ever to be children of God and heirs of God. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for giving us this privilege. That there are so much to understand who really we are in you. And many times we just are hard to believe all these things. But thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, who is a friend, helper, counselor, advocate, guide, coach. And that we are children. We are not open. We are children who has a heavenly father, daddy. Not only that, we are heirs and co-heirs with Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let us live this life, this wonderful life, in the wonderland kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.